You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, as part of his state budget vetoes, Governor Evers blocked funding for a proposed mental health crisis center in northern Wisconsin. Assembly Republicans tried to override that veto last week but came up short. Our guest lawmaker tells us why the facility is needed and how communities are getting by in the meantime. Right now, it's time for our weekly state news roundup. First, a Lafayette County committee this week brought forth a proposal to punish its own officials and the press for talking about the results of an ongoing groundwater study in southwestern Wisconsin without prior approval. Hope Kerwin is WPR's reporter based in La Crosse. Hope, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, this proposal changed over time. This came out last week before the Lafayette County Land Conservation Committee became public. What did the original version say?
So the original version would have limited any future test results coming out of the Southwest Wisconsin groundwater and geology study to just the chairs of the county boards in Iowa, Grant, Lafayette County, and the county conservationists. Those individuals would then be craft what was described as an appropriate statement, and which the press would have been required to print in its entirety, and it even said violators of that would be prosecuted.
So violators meaning either, say, county board members or members of the press who didn't observe those conditions could be prosecuted?
Well, this one line about prosecuted really seemed to be aimed at the press who did not print the statement in its entirety and who maybe used it for what was described as gleaning information or selectively reporting the results.
Now, what is going on with groundwater there that there are these studies that have reached this point of controversy?
So the SWIG study is a kind of a widespread testing of private wells in these three counties, Grant, Iowa, and Lafayette, to look at contamination issues and kind of understand what's causing contamination issues in these private wells. And what's kind of appeared to be at behind this resolution, although we don't know the author of the resolution, that has never come out, so it's hard to know exactly what's behind it, but really the conversation has centered around some reporting on testing results that took place this summer. It was a round of testing. Researchers retested wells that had previously been shown to have contamination to better understand what was going on there. And unfortunately, some of that reporting said that 91% of wells tested in southwestern Wisconsin were contaminated. Well, that statistic was true, but it didn't have the context that was needed to understand that these wells were tested specifically because they had previously been shown to have contamination and were therefore not a representative of the entire region.
Now, the resolution itself has gone through a bit of a roller coaster since it went public. What's happened since the public saw it until now?
Indeed, yeah. When it was first released on the county's website, there was a lot of reaction, negative reaction, both from some members of the county board themselves to the press, to members of the public. When I spoke on Friday with the county's corporation counsel, an attorney that advises the county board, he advised me that the resolution was not going to be considered by the board. But by Monday evening, then I was alerted that the committee was going ahead with considering the resolution. What ended up being considered at that meeting on Tuesday morning of this week was actually a revised version of this resolution that did not call for prosecuting the press, but did call for restricting who county officials or county board members could talk about this study. And then by the time the full county board met Tuesday evening, because of all of the pushback, it ended up getting tabled and the county board did not take action on it.
As we wrap up, Hope, is there a thought that it could come back in future meetings?
That's unknown. There's a lot unknown about this resolution, but I think people will definitely be paying attention to see if it does.
Hope, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Hope Kerwin is a WPR reporter based in La Crosse. She talked with us about a proposal in Lafayette County that would punish some county officials for talking with the media about the results of an ongoing groundwater study. Now, Wausau is responding to complaints over homeless people spending time in its parking ramps with a pair of new city ordinances. Natalie Brophy is the urgency reporter for the Wausau Daily Herald. Natalie, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, the city council passed these ordinances on Tuesday. What changes under these ordinances?
So in city parking ramps in metered lots, it's now against the law to be, first of all, trespassing or loitering. So you're only allowed to be in the ramps if you're, you know, parking your vehicle or, you know, coming back to get your car, something like that. And also prohibits consuming or having alcohol in your possession in the city parking ramps and parking lots.
What were the concerns that led to this?
So it was brought up at an October committee meeting that there were complaints from citizens, from downtown business employees and business owners that there were homeless people either sleeping in the heated stairwells or just, you know, hanging out in there trying to stay warm. So that is, I guess, how the ordinance came to be and how it was kind of presented at first is because of this problem. And, you know, there were people relieving themselves in the parking ramps and engaging in sexual activity.
And what were some of the criticisms of this change as it was going through?
Yeah, there are a lot of, you know, concern from residents and from some, you know, people on the city council that they would basically be kicking out people who are just trying to find a warm place to stay, especially, you know, during the winters here in Wisconsin, it can get very, very cold.
Are there initiatives underway in Wausau to cut down on homelessness or to provide housing that isn't a parking ramp, say?
Yes. The police chief, Ben Bliven, he has said that he is working to start kind of a roundtable, a kind of action group to address this problem, and that the ordinance is kind of, you know, a good, you know, a way that showed leaders that this is an issue that our community really cares about and is interested in, you know, finding solutions.
Natalie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
That's Natalie Brophy with the Wausau Daily Herald. She talked with us about a new ordinance in Wausau that would prohibit loitering and drinking in the city's parking ramps. Now, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett and the City Council have signed off on a project to build a village of tiny homes on the city's northwest side meant to help homeless veterans. Alana Watson is WPR's Second Century News Fellow. Alana, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Can you describe, for starters, the plans for this village of tiny houses for homeless veterans?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Milwaukee Village, it will be very similar to the project that's currently in Racine that opened in 2017. It's going to be slightly bigger, though. So there will be 48 tiny homes, and they'll be 240 square feet. And then they'll also have a 10,000 square foot community center, and that will have a kitchen, like a recreational area, showers, a laundry room. And that center will be where veterans will participate in different programs like helping with PTSD, searching for jobs, finding benefits, and housing placement. And then they'll also have different classes like wellness classes. So yoga, cooking, art, things like that, that'll kind of help them help socialize with each other.
You talked with the area's alder, Shantia Lewis, who's a veteran herself, I understand, about the project. What did she have to say about the need for it?
Yes, absolutely. So Lewis was the chair of this initiative, and she actually lives in the area where the village will be. And she basically said that she understood how easily it is for veterans to become homeless after serving. She said that, you know, the transition from serving our country into the civilian world is very, very difficult. And that one thing that stood out that she said to me was that after you're done, they're like, thank you, have a good day. And she said that sometimes people just don't understand that. So the Village of Tiny Homes will basically give veterans the opportunity to have a level of freedom and independence, but also be surrounded by like a strong support system.
Is the idea here that this is permanent housing, or is this kind of a step towards something else?
So this is a recovery program. So veterans likely will stay up to 1 to 2 years, basically just trying to get their finances together, find permanent housing, and really just kind of help them get themselves back into the workforce.
Mayor Barrett and the Common Council, it sounds like they've signed off on this. What's the timeline for this actually opening doors?
Well, they're hopeful that they can start construction in the spring. That's when they want to break ground. If the weather permits, they'll be able to get that started. There's no official date on when they will be opening the community center just yet, but they will be looking, doing interviews and taking applications here pretty soon.
Alana, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Not a problem. Thanks.
Alana Watson is WPR's Second Century News Fellow. She talked with us about a village of tiny homes for homeless veterans in Milwaukee. It was approved by the city earlier this week. She finished out our weekly state news roundup.